This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody else's problem. We call it OPP for short. You got a problem, somehow find us. We'll talk to you. What's happening?
Claire's mother, I guess.
Claire?
Oh. No.
He said, Claire.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I'm like,
No. Eclairs.
Eclair.
Delicious.
So hungry right now.
Sorry. Let's just ask her.
Claire. Claire, are you there?
Yay.
Sorry, did you get hungry too?
Paris Olympics. Everybody's wanting eclairs. I might as well change my name.
Yum. All right, so what seems to be the trouble?
So my boyfriend and I, we kind of got to the place where we're like, let's meet each other's parents. And my mom is single, his dad is single, and we were like, let's meet up, we'll all have dinner. So we had dinner, and it was great, and my mom and his dad were flirting their little butts off this whole night, and at the end of the night, they exchanged numbers, and now they're talking about, like, getting together and hanging out without us. And I'm just a little bit like,
Why in God's name did you get them together in the first place if you didn't want that to
my
happen?
My, oh my, if it isn't the consequences of your own actions.
What did you think was going to, you just wanted him to be friends? Or what did, in your brain, Claire, what did you think was going to happen as a result of this dinner?
Well, I just wanted, so the dad is a widower, so there's no wife in the picture, and then my mom is divorced.
Okay.
And I'm not very close with my dad, so I was like, okay, if they're going to meet any parents, these are the parents to meet. And who knew that it would become a movie?
I know, but...
Yeah, that makes sense. Just like, yeah, this is the guy I'm dating. Here's his dad. Let's all just meet. Go get dinner. That seems pretty innocent.
That's not how you do it. Like, the two of you, Claire, you and your boyfriend.
You have to solidify your relationship first, right?
And then you, but like, if you want him to meet your mom or whatever, like, you just do that. And then you don't ever meet everybody all together.
We both meet the other.
Yeah. They don't need to meet each other, especially.
Well, why not? Why?
Because old people get all horny, man.
So it's guaranteed. Guaranteed two-way ticket to Bone Town if you introduce parents.
Roll into an old folks home and watch what happens. Or don't watch. Just ask questions.
Thank you. I don't want to watch.
They're handing out.
So this is going to happen even if they didn't introduce them.
No, because they're never going to be in the same place. It's your fault that you put them together. So your boyfriend is cool with this?
Yeah, he thinks it's funny. He's like, oh, this is hilarious. Like, it's like a rom-com. And I'm like, I don't want to get in the way of love. I think everyone deserves to have love, no matter what age they are.
Uh-huh.
And also, my boyfriend and I are in a relationship, and I just feel like it'd be kind of weird.
Because then you're like going to be, if they end up together,
you guys are
step-brother and stepsister.
We're step siblings who are
which can work
together.
Out
and or like I don't foresee this happening, but if my boyfriend and I break up or if our parents get together and then they break up and we stay together,
there's
just so many iterations of this that would be strange.
All right. 303-222-5423 is the phone number, or you can text in at 51059. I'm hoping there are other people who've been in similar circumstances. I don't know, outside of rom-coms and sitcoms, how much this happens.
Yeah.
But like,
it's probably more frequent than we realize, I would think, because it seems like everyone's divorced or on the second marriage. Like, everyone's
Would have boundaries, I feel like.
Yeah, there are definitely people that are off limits.
Like, if Noah has dated girls who have single mom parents.
Okay.
And I've met them, and I'm like, it wouldn't matter if they were the hottest person on the planet. I'm not going to... Even Mia has friends who have single mom parents. And that would be weird, wouldn't it?
I guess it would be weirder that because your kids are younger still. I think once you're like, I assume she's not 13.
Yeah.
Right. But, so she's older. So it's like, we're all just adults.
But you just like, find there's however many millions of people, billions of people on the planet.
But it sounds like they just hit it off. It's not like they like conspired to do it. They just genuinely hit it off at a dinner and then
You're not allowed to.
So you got
to
be cold and. At the dinner?
Can I just throw something out there?
Because sure. I feel like if you have to respect your kid's relationship and you're stepping over the boundaries, right?
Yeah. Let me just, I've been meaning to tell you guys this. I've been dating somebody for a little while now. Her name's Cheryl, and she's great.
Oh my gosh, congrats!
Oh, she owns this bagel shop that's real cool. She's got a daughter named Erin.
Okay. Oh, wow. What a quinky dink.
Yeah. Huh. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How would you feel about that if I was dating your mother?
That'd be weird.
That would be really weird.
Yeah.
And
like, I'm fine with it. She's not my mother.
So. You stay out of... Erin's not even my kid. Like, but you stay out of familiar... You're not allowed to date people in that world. You're just not. You can't.
So she needs to stop him, is what you're saying.
I think so.
Okay.
I think your husband or your boyfriend is kind of being.
Is it different?
He's being flippant about it.
It's his dad. Is that different? Like when it's your
dad,
you're just like,
widow.
Oh, yeah. So he's probably that makes sense. He's like, oh, dad.
I just
you
want
know
my
dad
to hook up again.
Yeah, I guess.
But also, how to stop them?
Hmm.
A hose usually works. I don't know how to stop them.
I don't. You guys really don't see any side of like this could be like a. It's a funny. It's an interesting. It's a love story. It's like
it
they met and we only brought
everybody stays
and
together.
We're not related. We're not crossing any sort of like we're not actually doing what we're not supposed to do. It's like we're just all four random people who.
No, but there's too many twines and
it's not random
like,
anymore, right?
Yep. Because if, like she said, if they don't last, it puts a strain on Claire's relationship. If Claire and her boyfriend don't last, it puts a strain on their relationship.
Yeah.
Like there's all sorts of, everything has to go perfect or it's real, real bad. And if,
I don't know, maybe it will. Maybe it will.
Okay.
Or maybe it won't.
Can I have your mom's phone number?
She's not looking. She's not currently single. I don't have to worry about this.
That's never stopped me before, sir.
I know it hasn't. Mister, you don't want to cross any boundaries.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want me crossing the boundaries.
I know, but I think you've crossed other boundaries.
I've crossed plenty of boundaries, which is how I know not to cross boundaries. I'm a boundary crossing mother... legitimately mother effer. And okay, Claire, hang on, don't move. We're going to talk about you behind your back and we're going to get you some advice.
No, I only see it going from bad to worse.
I feel very, I don't want to say feminine by saying this, but I get T-Hack's point.
Yeah.
And the dad's point and the boyfriend's point. It's like, it's harmless. My dad wants to get some action.
Just dip his toe back into the dating world.
Yeah. They're not
it.
Even to that point yet. It's like they're just talking about
they're
getting dinner
numbers,
again.
Bro. Mm-mm.
They're talking about, you think they're sexting already? And stuff.
Bro.
I think I don't know that we're giving the parents enough credit because they're older than even us. And so it's like they've been through breakups. They've been through relationships. They don't understand how to.
This is.
I don't think they're petty like teenagers, right? They can't they break up? And
but it's different. Because he's lost his wife, so he's now just like, kind of clingy, and she's, I don't know how many people she slept with post-divorce, but I will tell you, I made some nefarious decisions post-divorce where I was like, what am I doing? Like, and you're so desperate for human contact that you, like, do some stuff you wouldn't
do.
Those
are some of my favorite nights.
No, so
I can tell you regretted it.
Yeah, completely. And what if Claire's mom is... just a desperation move for him.
Yeah, that I can see that could
that's
get weird.
That's not good.
Then.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
This,
if one falls harder than the other
yes!
in love, I see. Yeah.
So, other than a hose, how do you stop your mom and his dad from hooking up? Is that our question?
I guess.
Or should we let it be?
Yeah. Do we have to give them the talk again?
Probably.
Is there another version
of
it?
Sit them down and
All right. If you want to help Claire out, she needs to stop a romance or get out of the way. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Claire, and I'm mostly just angry with T-Hack. Like, you just, you have no boundaries. You just think, like, you, Claire and her boyfriend, they're dating. I somebody's dead. I think it's his her boyfriend's dad's wife is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then her mom's husband, they're divorced. Long story longer, they got their parents together, and his dad wants to hump her mom, and you're cool with that.
Right. I have enough boundaries to go, these are two adults, and I have no business telling them they can or can't date each other. Why?
They should have the business themselves to say, I shouldn't sleep with my son's girlfriend's mother. Period.
There's just like a weird thing I would have to get over.
But Claire isn't like 14. It's not her first boyfriend. She's
it doesn't
older.
Matter.
Like, we're all adults. We can all be mature. We can date around. Nobody's getting married yet.
I'm just saying, no. Sometimes I think you're just intentionally obtuse just
what?
To try to see.
Me?
Okay. That's good. I am going to create a Louisville Slugger bat that says obtuse on it, and I dare you to make that sound again. What?
Well, you don't have it yet. What?
Brittany?
Yay.
What advice do you have for Charlotte? I know her name is Claire.
I think that they should let the relationship happen if it's going to happen. My grandparents, so my mom's mom and my dad's dad ended up getting married, and they met and started dating like more through Gross. Coming to see me when I was born. Like, my parents had already been married for years, and they ended up being married for decades until they passed away. And so I think that if she doesn't let them, then they could miss out on a really good race.
So you just love, no matter what, love wins. Even though there's subterfuge, there's collateral damage.
That's the thing, is if it's good, it works out. But if it's bad, it's wrecking both relationships.
Correct. And how often is it bad, Aaron?
Well, I was going to say, my experience has been...
What are you talking about? How many successful relationships have you had?
None.
Right!
That's what I mean. Thank you for putting me on blast.
Well, all I'm saying is, the evidence in this room, there's one guy who's clinging to a marriage, and the rest
the
of us are
that's
just...
like, it's okay.
Yeah, hope anybody.
And you're saying, don't listen to me. I know, I live experience.
Brittany, thank you for the call.
Yeah, so wise.
Was I the only...
Brittany was...
Can
was
I borrow the, one doing the slugger?
The, yeah, the obtuse slugger?
Let's get more of Brittany.
Jesse.
Yay.
Do you have advice for Claire?
So my parents are actually stepbrother and stepsister. So a little backstory. I obviously was born beforehand. My parents met first. My grandparents met each other at the wedding. So it's a little different because they weren't, my parents were already together. It's weird for my cousins, but for me, it was totally normal and fine. I kind of got to see my grandparents in like a honeymoon phase because they ended up getting married.
So they did this exact same thing.
Yeah. And it ended up great, and it ended up beautiful, and it ended up one. So it's more of like, I think let the chips where they lie. I mean, if her parents, maybe they're able to, if things go badly, maybe they're able to handle it gracefully, and it will be a funny story. But I just wanted to say,
hilarious.
It could also end great. I mean, it might be rare, but it can.
Yeah, it is rare. That's the thing. But, and it's so rare that you calling means the one time it's going to work out was the one you're talking about. So right. Claire's family has zero chance.
You like, used the chance.
You used, yes.
But everyone can be mature. We can move on.
Oh, stop that was a saying funny, the word that was, mature.
We had a fling. It's not like I can't be in the same room with you again.
You're about to not be in the same room with me for a long spell.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.